Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is simple. We are called here to help transform the financial and economic consciousness within each of us and across all of dear Mother Earth. We do this each day by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. We are by divine right to regain, relearn, re-become who we already are, divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 81. Real truth is felt internally, not sensed externally. Real truth is felt internally, not sensed externally. You know, we oftentimes truly forget this. Our whole culture seems to have forgotten this. This absolute knowingness to be guided by our inner compass versus external things. Mankind, humankind, has come to learn to depend on others showing them the way. We've opened ourselves up to be influenced by outside circumstances. We see it all the time. Examples, we believe how we're to act when things are good or when things are bad, who we're to put our trust within. We are given billboards, if you will, all the time, on the roads, on TV, in magazines. People are selling us stuff all the time. Now, I am not saying that people who are doing advertising or speaking are necessarily doing, in quote, bad things. I am saying the way to discern truth is not outside. It's to listen inside. We're told in today's message, it is felt internally. So whenever you are exposed to these things outside, we always are, whether they're from the mass media, from political leaders, from authority figures, from even family members. If it's coming from something or someone outside of us, that's an external thing. And we are asked to discern, to listen for the real truth from inside. We may have a sense of it outside, but respond not from your mental self, from your heart self. Listen inside for the real truth of whatever it is that you find yourself being drawn to. Curiously enough, oftentimes we're drawn to things because something within us appears to be missing. We are drawn to things that are not necessarily for our highest good, but because we feel like we're missing something inside of us, we are drawn to it. We don't understand that necessarily on the physical level. It's a subconscious reaction. And it isn't that it's something that, again, that's for our highest best good. It could be something that we used to experience even if it wasn't, in quote, good for us. And it's no longer there. So we have this unknowingness. It's as if our internal wiring is connected to that because it has not been rewired to a higher level. And that's a good reason we come into meditation, to unravel those knots inside, to keep drawing you back to those outward experiences that bring you back to situations that are not truly healthy for you. And so we are reminded again in today's message, real truth is felt internally. Felt internally. Let me share some of the ways I experience this real truth. Especially in those moments when I'm not sure. You know, you ever had a few of those moments? Like, you hear in your head, you get confused. And so the first thing I do is I back off. If someone's asking or pressing me for a time or deadline or commitment, and I've got this moment of confusion, perhaps something else is calling me as well, I simply request time. I don't allow myself to be pressed into someone else's time frame. I give myself the time to pause and listen inside. Listen inside. Sometimes when you hear something, you absolutely know it is the truth. And my body feels like it's going to light up, as if it is lit up. I call it like a Christmas tree. I can feel this tingling feeling. And the more true it is and the higher it is for my best good and the good for others, it's like it just rises from my whole body, from my feet to my thighs, all the way up to my hands and even my head. Wow, I am in this powerful truth. Physically, I feel alignment with this truth. Other times, I'll feel this knot in my back or my stomach or my neck. That is also real truth. And this truth says, you need to know more. Don't be so eager to jump. Listen. And during those times, I may find myself back here in meditation, asking again for guidance, direction. And many times I'll be given the exact word or insight. And when I know it's true, that knot seems to simply dissolve. Just go away. It's not there. I literally feel the truth. This is what we're told. We are amazing beings, given everything we need. We may be exposed to many things. You may be exposed to many thoughts, yours and others. And it's our tendency, and we've been trained to mentally, rationally explain, defend, respond. I know as a child, for my father to listen to me, to get his attention, to be able to have my requests heard and acted upon, I was instructed, truly, to prove it. My father bought, and I'm sure it was a good thing, the encyclopedia, so that I and all of his children could prove, not just learn things, but prove what we need to prove to him when we made a request. So I was trained at a very young age to suppress my natural knowingness, what I believe each of us comes into this world with, to rely on external evidence. And therefore, I would come ready for the presumed argument, and I could, in quote, argue my side, my case, my request. Even getting contact lenses at age 16, before I made the request that I had desire for this, for my 16th birthday, I went and got all the proof I could about how good this would be for me and how reasonable the cost would be and how better off I would be. I went to sense it externally to persuade him, this is what we do externally, persuade him to my way of thinking. So he would respond from his mind and go, yes, of course. We will do this. We can do this. And I knew it would be a financial stretch. And I also knew that if I brought in enough evidence, it was just more possible that he would say yes. This is just my example. I'm sure you too were trained to respond, to persuade, to come from your mental self, and to make decisions from that place. Today's message is all about aligning you with the almost what you can call instinctive knowingness that needs no external proof, that does not need you to respond from your mental reasoning mind. It's aligning you with the genuine, authentic truth that you already know, that is here for you always, to be in agreement with a standard. That's what truth is, to agree with a standard. And the standard is not mankind's standard. When you open yourself for that, you open yourself up to be persuaded for someone else's personal agenda that serves them and not necessarily us. When you listen to the genuine, real truth, you are aligning yourself with a higher standard. This higher standard, your spirit, your soul, your higher self standard of what is real, what is genuine, what really matters, what is accurate and real, means all those things, and simply, it's the real thing. Real really means thing, you know, like they used to say Coke is the real thing. It's true. This is the place the truth resides, inside. And so I want you to notice when your body gives you signals. Now, you still may override it. Your mind is very powerful. You've been trained powerfully, most of us, for 12 years minimally, formally, to use our mental mind and to listen to it first and respond and react from it first. The mind that responds to outer things, the mind that responds to logic and to fear. The heart is really neutral. This higher place is really a more neutral place. It simply is. It doesn't choose sides. It's not trying to convince you of anything. You always have free will. It's simply here to guide you safely, securely, on your right path, in your journey of life. Real truth is felt inside. So when you get these physical sensations, or even a sense of knowingness that you cannot explain why, I want you to recognize what is happening around you. Sometimes we get confused. Physical, seeming physical dis-ease may show up as a cold or sore throat or pain in a muscle. Physical dis-ease is simply a sign early on of emotional dis-ease, discomfort, that you are not being genuine, aligned, in agreement with the truth inside your heart. And so it's a sign that you're either contemplating, holding back, or already taking actions or speaking words that are not in alignment with higher truths. So this is really important too, to notice sometimes that physical feeling is kind of like saying yes or no to something. Other times, it's a sign to you that you are out of alignment. Your physical, mental, external response is not aligning with the Spirit of God within you, the essence of divine love that knows all truth. You have stepped off your highest path. You can come back. You can lose nothing almost instantly. The sooner you are aware of this. And so we are given this message to raise your awareness, to recognize that real truth is felt internally. Now, what do you do when you feel that and you're not sure what it means? The first thing that you do is you don't go into panic, because your higher self is always here for you. Do not panic. Do not assume that this pain is real. First, recognize it for what it usually is, a sign, as I said, that you have stepped off or contemplating stepping off true alignment to agree with your higher self on what's truly in your highest and best good. For whatever reason, you probably have selected fear, a response, reacting, responding to fear rather than love. And so from a loving place, you acknowledge that possibility. You acknowledge that without any self-judgment for yourself or another, because we ultimately are the ones who make the choice. We accept that. And then, it's very much like almost a childlike, inquisitive manner. If you'll come to your higher self that way, or simply at that moment say, what's this really about? Invariably, it will come to you as it comes to me. I'll be told. I will know. This ache in this part of my body is responding to this thing. And when I get it, it's like a breath of fresh air, simply moving it out. Especially if I now take the higher road, the road of divine love. And if you're still not sure, then you seek out very selectively those people who are aligned with higher truth, not to get something from you, because that is their life mission. Those people who have that, perhaps, although we all have it, but they are firmly rooted in their knowingness, in their groundedness, with divine love. They are truly messengers of God's truth. And there are a few books that will help lead you there. And if you must, and I've done this at times, I'll simply do a search, even online, symbolically, what does whatever it is I'm experiencing represent? It could be a number I'm feeling. It could be a word. It could be an animal that crosses my path, and I have a feel it's a message. And then the message comes together. Now, that's a slow way, because the truth is always here for us. But sometimes when we get caught up in our mental self, we're given these symbols so we can mentally analyze it if we must, and we'll get to the truth. It all works. Recognize the feelings that you are feeling. Distinguish the emotion from the physical sensation your body is sending you. The emotion is oftentimes tied up with the mentalness. I'm loved, I'm not loved. I'm fearful or I'm feeling safe. Those emotions are not divine love. That is connected to a mental outcome. That's important to get that distinction. Listen for the answer to come through as real truth in that feeling sensation inside of you, knowing your soul is speaking to you. Surrendering to that voice, to that sensation, to that feeling, knowing it is the real thing. It is not being influenced by fear or love. It is simply divine truth. God doesn't take sides. Truth is truth. It is. And that's why we're guided to truly make these distinctions today, to raise your awareness and choose the higher path, the path of true, authentic alignment with the divine love essence, who you are. Take it to the next level today. I promise you'll be given more signals. You'll know, and you'll always have this choice to keep doing life the way you've done it, or allow yourself to receive, to be favored with true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. We will keep this message in mind as I invite you to join me in meditation now. Breathe into your heart. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Simply following your breath inside. As you feel your chest rise and fall, like the waves of the ocean. Moving back and forth and the waves are traveling as if from your head to the center of your being, at your heart, becoming one, the waves of the ocean inside of you. And when you're ready, simply allow yourself to dip below the surface. And as this curious child of God, seeing this light, this colored light inside, being drawn to it, allowing yourself to simply float in this pure water, allowing this light to bring you in, knowing it's shining on the path inside. being one with this colored water, a pure tranquility. Being one with pulsating light within you as if it's sending you your own SOS signal, guiding you safe passage inside. Here at the center of your being, feeling the peace, feeling the security, feeling absolute safety. In this mesmerizing light of divine love within you now. Here, you know you can let go all restraint, all tension, all stress, all tightness. And simply feel it melt away in this sea of divine love within you now. And as it does, your heart seems to open that much wider. Open to truly be one with this light love essence within. Your true nature. Being here, safe, secure, with your higher self. Open to receive God's messages for you. Simply be here. Turning over whatever angst, pain, dis-ease, concern, worry that seems to be strangling you in any way, to any degree. Allow God to heal it, heal you now. As you sense this light of truth radiating out 360 degrees, permeating every cell and atom of your being. And focus now on that part of your physical being that feels the slightest hurt. Simply feeling this love inside focused there now. Heighten your awareness. There's a message coming through in the healing. What to let go of. What to let go of so you may receive. So you may be. Divine love is healing you now. Divine love is strengthening you now. Divine love is uplifting you now. Divine love is filling you with truth. The truth that moves mountains under grace. The truth that brings peace, harmony, and prosperity. Now, dear one, it's time to come back and live your everyday life from this higher knowing, aligned with God's healing love, aligned with God's truth, aligned with God's strength, aligned with God's will. As we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths focused on your heart, centered from your heart, one with this light in your heart as you give thanks for this truth. And bring it back to your everyday life. Feeling yourself again, becoming one with the waves of the ocean that are part of everyday life, and yet grounded in the truth and the light deep inside. And as you come up and feel your head rising, breaking through the waves, breathing into your heart, into your head, squeezing ever so gently your hands and your feet. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are here by divine right to be vessels of authentic love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Discern from your heart self. Listen inside. Divine love is filling us now. I am grateful. Om, Om, Om.
It is true. You are one with divine love. God bless. Namaste.